When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, this is when it's your job as a listener of the show to call us with a story that makes us like...
No way!
Yeah, we freak out. Can't. It's the story you tell when you're out with your new coworkers for the first time. You're like, you're not going to believe this, but one time I wrestled a bear to the ground and like...
Not the bears again.
Yeah, sorry. So it's like, you got to have like some sort of... It's your wouldn't believe me if I told you story.
Right.
Because this woman in California has four kids. I don't know. She has four kids and all of them have the same birthday.
But not the same year.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yes.
Beat you to the punch?
No. I mean, obviously.
Well, like, quadruplets is crazy.
You're right.
Yeah.
True. I have a friend who's a quad.
Wow.
Boys and her.
Yeah. Were they IVF kids?
No, I don't think. Well, maybe.
So you just had busty uppy eggs?
But they were also in Southern California. What's happening in SoCal?
Some sort of weird radiation. They're 8 years apart or something like that.
Well, in a span of 8 years.
Yes.
I think what we have to do is figure out like when the husband's birthday is. Is it nine months from the birthday?
July 7th. Yeah. July 7th is the day she pushes out.
I gotta tell you, it's still crazy because our cycles are not the same every single year after year.
Right, like, it doesn't line up exactly.
It's not a perfect calendar. So it's like,
right,
it's shifting and she's still having a baby. Yeah. Like, it's
very weird, right?
Yeah.
But then my question is, and I don't think it says it, did she have any of them like C-section? Because if she did, then it doesn't count. Because then you're just like,
it doesn't scheduling count. It.
Well, but
something
like,
could happen where you have to go in early or...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
But if she was like, oh, it's due on the 12th, I'm going to go ahead and have it on the 7th. That's like, she cheated.
You're fudging
but,
the
like,
numbers
we don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
My favorite, forgive me, I don't know, have I told this one to Erica before?
I don't know.
This is a wouldn't believe me if I told you story that happened years ago. This dude was getting gas and he's a doodler.
Okay.
So he's at a gas station and he doodled on a $5 bill. He's like, and he was up like North Denver, like Thornton or somewhere. Paid for his gas with the $5 bill and then went about his life. And like 6 months later, he's getting gas down in Castle Rock.
What?
Goes into the store, pays, they give him back his change, and it's the $5 bill he doodled on. What are the odds? Like,
none.
That bill had to find its way from North Denver to South Denver, could have been handed out to anyone of a billion customers.
Yeah, yes. That's crazy.
And like made it to other places. Yeah, than gas stations.
Didn't just go, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that he needed that bill.
He needed a five bill, and change that day. What, it's impossible. That's what we're looking at. The stories of...
I don't have anything.
You found the love of your life in an airport.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't believe me if I said. People are like, you thought he was cute, so you sat next to him. I'm like,
nope.
No. I sat down because I was nervous because I thought I had to order food. It's a whole Utah law thing.
I
thought I had to get food to get a beer and I just wanted the beer. And then they're like, no, you could sit at the bar. So I just happened to sit at the bar.
Wow.
It's not as cool as the doodling on the dollar.
I like the, you thought he was cute. No.
No.
No. Well, if you saw him then, he looked different.
Hey, Dane, the first time I met you, I thought you were cute. So if you ever want to...
Grab a beer.
If you have an incredible story, we call it Wouldn't Believe Me If I Told You. 303-222-5423. You can text that number. You can call that number.
I have one. It's just stupid.
Oh, that's okay.
It's stupid. We went... I traveled with my friends to go party one weekend, and my friend was wearing a school shirt that was a dry fit material. Okay. We all were issued these shirts because we're on the basketball team. So we all have the same shirts. We lost him that night, wild night of partying. We finally find him the next day. We're like, get in the car. We're driving back. Halfway through, we look and we realize he's wearing the exact same shirt, but it is cotton. It is no longer a dry fit shirt. And we have no idea what happened. Did he trade somebody?
What are you talking about?
Did the shirt change?
Wait, did the shirt have anything on it?
It was the exact same shirt. Yes, it said it had our logo, like the school's logo on the shirt. We all were we were issued these shirts, and then he just had one.
And every one of them, you knew everyone was dry fit
before. For sure, 1,000%, because we had to buy them. Like, I bought, yes.
You sure he didn't just buy a cotton one?
No, they didn't exist. I don't know what happened. He was, and it was like
the
halfway
alien
through.
Sucked a dry fit out of his shirt.
Something happened. I told you it was stupid, but it's true. I
no,
know
that's
you would,
exactly what we're looking for.
We, and because we didn't even notice, we were almost all the way back before we were like, wait a minute, because he's wearing the same shirt. He didn't.
The logo's still on it.
Yes, exactly the same. Exactly the same shirt, just a different material. And he goes, "Oh, I don't know," and we'll never know. I don't know
because he was partying. Yeah.
But you can't party the dry fit off your shirt,
no,
Erica.
I'm saying that's why he doesn't know.
It can only take so much sweat, and then it's just
like, I'm not dry fit anymore. That's it.
Just so you know, the woman did not induce any of her labors.
You went and looked it up?
Yeah, I looked it up. And July 7th was not the due date for any of her babies.
So it just kept happening.
Whoa. Just kept happening. I just want to make sure we got that in there because I don't know.
No,
about
no,
this
that is
shirt.
Important because if she cheated, then, and we're all celebrating her.
Let's not call it cheating.
No,
maybe
but
it's just
you know what I mean.
Nature taking its course.
There was a dude in China who, this might have been on Stupendously Stupid Stories at some point. He got hit by a car, and while he was waiting for the ambulance, he got hit by two more cars.
Two more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it just kept happening. I could read all the details of the story. Oh, no. But like having three, getting hit by a car once in a day is bad.
Yeah.
What's this in a life?
Yeah. This was three cars in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Oh, and he lived?
Yeah.
He's fine.
Okay. Check his shirt.
Oh my God.
Probably dry fit.
It might have something to do with it.
All right. If you've got an incredible story, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Hmm. I'm still hung up on T-Hack's story of the shirt.
The shirt that was dry fit and then
suddenly it was cotton.
I feel like they're young boys and they're dumb.
Right.
It wasn't dry fit before.
But it seemed like the guy who was wearing it was also surprised by it.
Genesee?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened?
So I have a pretty unique name. My mom was in high school partying. She met this little girl named Genesee. She said, if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Genesee. Fast forward like 15 to 20 years later, my mom didn't know that family at all. They just ran into each other at the party. And my family's having a garage sale. I'm probably like 6-ish. And my mom hears the woman go, hey, Genesee, bring that over here. Talking to her daughter, who was a lot older at the time. And my mom walks over and is like, hold on, like, is your daughter's name Genesee? And long story short, that was the Genesee I got my name from. And
what?
They just happened to be in Castle Rock. And, like, this party happened, like, in North Denver many, many years before. And we had no idea. We actually grew up in the same town together. Just she's a lot older than me. And we ended up keeping in touch after that.
I was going to ask if you guys are still, like, family friends or something.
What?
That's
yeah,
so
we're
weird.
Not family friends. Like, our families don't know each other at all. But Castle Rock, like, at least when I was growing up, it's huge. It's a lot bigger now. But we kind of, everyone knew everyone, so.
Hmm.
I also like that your mom met a little girl at a party. Like, it all doesn't even make sense, but I love it.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I asked that question, too. I'm like, wait, whose party and why was this girl there?
Why are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. I love your name.
Thank you.
Can you spell it?
It's Genesey.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom spells it differently than the OG Genesee.
Okay, got you. Right. Thanks, Genesee. Kara?
Yai.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Both of my babies were born on Super Bowl Sundays 3 years apart and had the same due date.
Same due date, but born different days, but the Super
Bowl
Sunday.
But on the Super Bowl.
Yes, and my youngest son was born on my ex-husband's birthday, and that was our anniversary as well.
I was going to ask how your husband felt about it, but I think we
got
it. Yeah,
so you're like an attention hog, and you made him, you're like, I don't want to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to have a baby.
I don't think that's
Well, I told them they could put the game on if they wanted, but get this. I tried to get divorced on the same day, but the court wasn't available, so I did it 1 year before.
You really wanted to get divorced on that day?
Petty.
That is so dark. I can get behind it.
I love him so much that I wanted him and his wife to get married on that same day, but she wasn't having it.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
Okay. On my dad's birthday.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're one of our favorite people, Kara. Yeah. Carvin?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened? What happened to you? What's your story?
Oh. Okay. 6 years ago, roughly, I went with my friend to surrender her axolotl and she had a lizard at the time.
Okay.
Because she was moving out of state. And so I just ended up adopting it on the spot and did not surrender either animal. And I still have this endangered species in my home 6 years later.
Hmm. Is it legal?
That's a really good question. Really wanted to know, but...
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that axolotls might not be illegal.
I'm going to ask somebody to spell it.
What is the word you guys
say? What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what that is.
It's a weird reptile, right?
Yeah, they're really cute. A-X-O-L-O-T-L.
Correct, yes.
And does it love you?
They're like crazy alien species because they can regenerate like their heart, their brain. They can regenerate like any parts of their limbs, and so they end up in labs all the time. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
I was like, that's not happening.
All right. That's okay. Mm. Thank you for the call.
You guys ask a lot of questions.
Oh.
I had a lot of questions.
Yeah. Mallory, yeah. Somebody has to keep the show moving forward. Thank God you're here. Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened.
So let's see. In 2014... my mom was watching a story like on Nine News or something about this guy who he had his wife who needed a kidney and he was like wearing t-shirts and had the stickers on his car and everything of like, please call, my wife needs a kidney. And my mom saw the story and she decided, oh, I could probably do something like that. And she like went through all the tests to donate her kidney and just anonymously. So she went through, did all the things, and it was like a year later she had the surgery. And then it was sometime after that they were like, hey, do you want to meet your recipient of the kidney? Mm-hmm. And she's like, sure, why not? And so when they met, come to find out, it was the lady of that guy, his wife.
It was? She just got on the registry just to give to anybody.
Because to of anybody.
Because
his
of
stuff.
The dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And she happened to save his wife.
Wow. Yeah, and now they're like really good friends. They like each other every year, and yeah, it's a really cool relationship.
Wow, your mom's awesome.
That is beautiful. Thank you, Chris.
Hi,
yay. Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
So my first husband and I have the same first name.
Okay,
we were both born in the month of June, different days, but our mothers also have the same first name.
Wow. Mm. That must have gotten confusing.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Chris's mom. No, it's the other Chris's mom.
But think how easy the wedding invitations are.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Fill out like three.
Okay. Just like exactly.
Thank you.
All of our friends and family called me CK, so.
Oh, nice.
That makes it better. The weird thing is we're living that on this show. Like between all of us, we have like weird names in common. Like it's strange.
With each other, yes.
With each other, yeah. John?
Yes.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What's yours?
So when I proposed, after I proposed to my wife, she said yes. And then we went to get her a wedding band ring. And she purchased one that she really loved, but realized it was too
expensive. Oh, no.
We went back and purchased another ring. And we just purchased it. We loved it, whatnot. We got married. And then about 5 months later, she was sitting there. She took off her rings to put lotion on. inside the band, there was a date on it, September 3rd, 1948. We got married September 3rd, 2016. We didn't even know that engravement was in there.
Oh.
What?
I wonder what happened in 48.
Two people got married.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.